And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It's funny how conservatives who preach constantly about the vital importance of property rights tend to get amnesia about the issue or go missing in action when it comes to fossil fuel exploration and transport. This seems to be especially true when the property rights in question involve lower-income rural folks. We saw this double standard at work in the fracking debate a few years ago, and again more recently in the discussion of the controversial Atlantic Coast Pipeline, as low-income folks saw their land rights compromised. And now the same thing is happening in central North Carolina with respect to yet another big project called the Mountain Valley Pipeline. Companies are even employing unlicensed agents, in apparent violation of state law, to try and convince families to give access to their land or to sell it for a song. Meanwhile, conservative state legislators, including Senate leader Phil Berger, whose home county of Rockingham is directly affected, have stayed silent. Let's hope that state regulators investigate the unlicensed agents right away and that at some point soon, the activity serves to remind powerful legislators that property rights are not just for the rich. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.